Shalom. I want to talk to you today about renouncing things. We are the people of God, the people of Yahuwah. And we have to understand that when we learn doctrines that are not true, they are considered by the Word of God to be doctrines of demons. What is that suggesting is pretty serious. There's a demon attached and comes with all false doctrine. So we have to keep ourselves pure. And how we do that is by constantly walking in a spirit of humility and recognition that we need to continuously cleanse ourselves from these pollutions. You know, Paul talks about pollutions of idols. If we have that in our past, quite honestly, we probably have those pollutions. If we had idols, we have the pollutions of idols in our present. Because if you haven't done the work to get rid of the pollutions, you more than likely still have them. So I just wanted to talk about this a little bit today. And I'm not going to go into great detail this first time, but my next part two of this will be more in depth. But for right now, I just want to talk about counterfeit spirits. They have the power to counterfeit any manner of hearing the Lord. They can speak to and through a person's thoughts. They can answer fleeces, give visions, provide pictures in your mind. The enemy has the power to be deceiving. That's his most common power. That's his main power, is deception. That's really all he has. But it's pretty huge because deception can come in so many different forms. You know, counterfeit spirits can speak to you and you may believe it's just a thought that you're having. But once you entertain that thought, then the evil spirit gets a foothold in your mind. If you don't deal with that thought by taking it captive to the obedience of Messiah Yeshua, Jesus Christ, then that evil can become a stronghold. What exactly is a stronghold? Strongholds are any concepts, ideologies, theologies, beliefs, values, value systems, or simple single thoughts, which a person will defend because they have accepted them as truth and have given them credibility in their lives. A person may hide behind these strongholds and use them as defense mechanisms to argue their points. The following things I'm going to talk about are works of occult spirits that open the door to evil spirits. I'm going to list them alphabetical. Okay. Amulets, astral projection, astrology, automatic handwriting, blood covenants. This also applies to, in blood covenants, if you have done any kind of drug where you had to inject it into yourself, okay, that makes it a blood covenant with that drug, with that spirit behind it. And these are things we need to renounce, absolutely. Okay, card reading, channeling, charms, even a good luck charm. If you've ever had a good luck charm, you need to renounce this. Crystals, clairvoyance, conjuring, consulting the dead, lewd or nude dancing, crystal ball. If you've ever owned one, or they call them lawn gazing balls with the big, you know, you sit out in nature and gaze into this ball. Those things are not of God. We need to renounce them. Dispatching demons, divination, any kind of person that you listen to that was a diviner or a dreamer, someone who constantly consults about their dreams and puts all these emphasis to rule their lives with dreams. They think that God's giving them these dreams. They could be deluded. We need to renounce relying upon these kind of things. Dream catchers. You know, those things that people hang from their rearview mirrors, those are not of God. So we need to renounce them. That eight ball game where you push the, or you shake it or turn it, and it reads you. These are divination things. Any kind of an enchanter you listen to, he might have come into your church as a prophet, and I'm putting quotes around each side of that word prophet, because obviously he was not a true prophet of God if he was an enchanter. Now, he may have started out right and began to be drawn to a different spirit because of money, position over people, notoriety, wanted fame. And so, you know, these things can, you know, be the wages of divination to have pulled him off the path of God. And so he becomes an enchanter or a diviner. He becomes a soothsayer. He becomes like Balaam, or in the Hebrew, Bilam. And I would suggest getting familiar with the Hebrew. It's the language God speaks and writes, as we know from the Ten Commandments. Fetishes, you know, a good luck piece, a fetish. Fortune telling. If you ever went to a fortune teller, you need to renounce these things. Any kind of fantasy books. Any time you've ever had a hallucination through drugs or drug-induced or alcohol-induced, it doesn't matter how. It could have even been during a daydream. If you've ever had your handwriting analyzed, if you ever sought after your horoscope, if you watched horror movies and love watching people get shredded and horrible things happen to them, any hypnosis, healing through psychic healers, the higher levels of martial art, those household gods and idols from other countries, including Buddha and Japanese pagoda shrine, horror and occultic movies, TV, books, computer games, toys. Renounce this. These are not of the Lord. The KKK, if you've ever been involved in any of that horror, renounce it. Magic of all forms, black, white, yellow, gray, magical games, mediums, mental telepathy, mind control, mind readers, any music, any heavy metal music, New Age music, non-Christian exorcisms, the occult, Ouija board, pagan objects, pagan temples, palm reading, palmistry, past life readings, pendulum divination, Pokemon, potions, psychic healing, psychic predicting, pyramids, ritualism, rock music, secular or Christian, role-playing games like Dungeons and Dragons and Kabbalah, Satanism, if you've ever been involved in the occult, satanic worship of any form, you must renounce this if you want to go on with God. Science fantasy, movies, books, games, computer games. Seances, if you've ever attended a seance, even if you thought it was for fun, you went with your girlfriend or your guy friend. If you've ever listened to a soothsayer, any sorcery, any games of sorcery, any spells or hexes that you even cast, even in fun, not knowing. If you went to a concert, a rock concert or a heavy metal concert, and during the intermission they told you to come up and get baptized into Satan, please, this is satanic. This is Satanism. You need to renounce this and beg God to forgive you, and he will, and then move on. Any spirit guides you've invited, any spiritism, any spiritists you went to in your seeking, tarot cards and tea leaves, the toys of magic, transcendental meditation, voodoo. If you've consulted with a warlock to put a spell on someone, if you had a water witching with you, when you used a rod, a water rod, yoga, renounce it. It's not of the Lord. Even Christian yoga is not of the Lord. You must be trained to use discernment. Doors open to these spirits in several ways. They have access to further deceive people who have toyed with occult activity in relationship to mediums, horoscopes, Ouija boards, palm reading, eight balls, channeling, New Age stuff. A desire in one's heart for supernatural power leaves one vulnerable. In a Christian, for instance, they find ways to demand answers from God and try and manipulate the word for their own benefit. You may have seen quote-unquote prophet come to your church and do these kind of things. Because everyone's looking for a supernatural experience with God, but sometimes these supernatural experiences are not from God. The enemy is supernatural. He's not of this world. He's of the other world. He's a spirit being. So he can titillate your senses to make you feel good, and he knows just how to do it. If you've ever been involved in any form of the occult, you need to renounce all forms of this activity.